a little better than yesterday, but obviously some of the things I'm dealing with are just kind of, going to be what we're dealing with. So training staff doing a great job of helping me feel as good as possible. So, better than yesterday, and hopefully just keep that up.
How are you going to treat that on Thursday?
I mean,
as you course the decision of whether you can play or
right. It's Thursday's, a few days from now. So we're just focused on today, how we feel today. And it's really just kind of take it a day at a time and see where you're at. So that's kind of the plan of action right now.
Are you going to be wearing a flak jacket?
I wear rib protectors. Yeah, I wear rib protectors.
Is this one of those deals where, football's a tough sport, obviously, and you get banged around and you wake up sore every morning, and it's kind of hard to fight through a day as a normal person?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of what we do, part of this job, part of what we do. I'm not the only guy in this locker room that's sore. And I'm not the only person that woke up somewhere dealing with something that didn't feel good. It's just part of as you go to work and do your job, part of those things that happen. Fight through it the best you can.
Are you going to be out practicing? I guess it's tonight, we should say.
Yeah, the practices on a short week are a little different. And so as we go throughout the day and this evening, we'll see how it goes.
I know you have special circumstances this week, but in the past, just on a short work week, what's it like, that recovery time and the 3 days of work?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because, turn around so quick and you're trying to get a practice in on Tuesday and so on. So. It's not the easiest, but every team at some point goes through it, with Thursday games and the good thing is once you're through with it, you get some rest on the back end of it. So, that's the key also. So I think, maximizing both those things, the work week and then the rest on the back end.
It's safe to say that as of right now, you cannot play a game if you had to make a decision today.
Yeah, well, the safe thing is I don't have to make a decision. So that's all I can tell you. And then we'll see, we'll see where it goes from there.
So is it fair to say you're a game time decision Thursday?
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess, as we move forward, we'll see how that goes. I'm going to prepare and do everything, that I can, like I've told you the last few weeks, to be ready to play. So. Yeah. That's my mindset.
You had focus, Josh, to getting with Johnny and making sure that he kind of knows the whole nine yards of how to approach a game like Cincinnati?
Absolutely. I mean, he was here last year, and so he's, been through 2 weeks of preparation for this team and then on a short week as well. He's drawn from those experiences and just like any work week, we'll work well together to make sure we're both prepared and ready to go. So that doesn't change for us.
Josh, a lot of times, the adrenaline's flowing and you guys don't feel all that pain on game during the game. But so yesterday and today, are you more sore than you were on Sunday?
That's probably fair. Yeah.
Is it the kind of? I mean, just to get a sense, does it make it hard to sleep? Is it? Can you do what you need to do when you're home?
It depends on what I'm doing when I'm home. Obviously, when you're dealing with ribs and stuff that just affects, breathing and stuff like that, sleeping's not the easiest thing.
Hey, Josh, have you had this injury before and have you been able to play through it?
Similar stuff. And you do your best to play through it, as much as you can. Like I said, Sunday, as long as you can get yourself to a point where you don't feel like it's affecting your play or your throws, then you're good to go.
When you look at that Bengals, they're 7-0.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes them so good? Other than we know about their offense, Dalton, A.J. Green, what makes them so good?
I think they've you just look at what they've done personnel-wise, defensively. The front is a very good front. They don't necessarily do a whole lot as far as different teams that we've faced recently where you get in a third down and there's people moving around and stuff like that. But they just done a good job with personnel. Atkins is a good player. Michael Johnson, I got to play with last year in Tampa. you know, kind of has bounced back from that year and playing really well. And Dunlap, it's a strong front and starts there. Backers are a solid group. AJ Hawk's a veteran with a ton of experience, and then the back end is good as well. So I think similar to these last few weeks, man, we look across the board at these defenses, and there's not a whole lot of areas where you go, man, that this group is a weak position group. It's a solid group all the way around, and that defense play complementary football with their offense. Offense, obviously, Andy's playing at a high level, and they're able to put up points, and when you can do that, it obviously helps the defense out.
Josh, when you went back and looked at the film from Sunday, did you still feel good about your decision to play through that after you took that hit from Inter?
Yeah, I do. Just because, I looked at the last throw to Travis on the sideline against Peterson, that's for me, one of the harder throws because it's to the field and it's a back shoulder throw, and I was able to make that throw. So I don't feel like it. You know, even looking back now, I don't feel like it affected me at all.
Is there any part of you that would say, "Man, I'm really hurting here. I just need a week off"? Or are you always going to put yourself out there?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not wired that way. I just can't.
If you were able to finish that game, you know, basically finish that game, why wouldn't you be able to practice today?
Well, whoever asked the question, I mean, it might have been you, about just when you're in the game, the adrenaline, you know, there's a different feeling when once you're warm and, you know, and you're in the middle of a game and you get your adrenaline going. Obviously, when the game ends and we've already talked about it a little bit the next day and stuff like that, there's a different feeling to it. And so, to put your body back through that stress may not be the best thing immediately. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't play on Thursday. It just means, you know, why would you do that to yourself on Tuesday when you're trying to play on Thursday?
Coach Pettine said that they had a talk with you. I guess it was Monday night, you know, just about, you know, the way that you sacrifice your body and stuff like that. Are they trying to kind of back you off a little bit and say, hey, if you can't do this, don't put yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, Coach Pettine's first and foremost, he wants to win football games and he wants to do what's best for our team. And so if they come to that point, we'll talk together and we feel like we're doing something that's not going to help our team, then we'll, you know, react accordingly. So we've talked about that, and that's a great thing about Coach Pettine. He's been very open with the communication, and that's been good.
Can I ask an extra AJ Hawk question, just because he's an Ohio State well-known guy around here, but anyway, you faced him when he was with Green Bay.
Sure.
And now, what are your impressions of him as a player, and what they're trying to do with him now?
Ton of respect for AJ. Yeah. He's a consummate pro. Just over the years in Green Bay, you just watch him. He's getting everybody lined up. He's making the checks, and for so many years was really, you know, between him and Charles Woodson there in Green Bay, the guys that kind of glued that defense together and made it go, and you see the same characteristics popping up, you know, on this tape too. He's just a good football player and loves to play, plays with a lot of passion, flies around. So it was, you know, it's obviously a good addition for them to add on that team because he fits in well with that defense.
Hey, Josh, I've never had messed up ribs. Is there anything the trainers can do?
Good for you.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'm thinking, is there anything that the trainers or you can do to alleviate anything?
I mean, there's different things here and there to try to help, but some of it, you know, just gets chalked under the pain tolerance type of thing and just time more than anything. And so right now we don't have that on our side as far as this game or really the season, because you need, you know, probably a little longer than a few days or a few weeks to get to let this heal. So it's part of it. Like I said, there's other guys going through that. So there's guys fighting through injuries all the time. And again, you just want to get to where, you know, everything's stable. And if you're at that point, then if, you know, just, can you tolerate the pain and all that?
Can you do something simple as put a shirt on or pull a jacket on? Well, I mean, something you need help.
It's, I mean, it's, everything is with a, you know, is with a, is with the, you know, it's not, I don't do it as fast as normal, probably. I mean, it's part of it. So, you know, when you're dealing with ribs, you're careful with your movements, for sure.
Coach wouldn't tell us. Coach wouldn't tell us yesterday if the X-rays were negative. Are you able to tell us?
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow his lead, and you know, when he wants to comment on that, he can.
Josh, did you see the Reggie Bush injury? And it's just, I'm asking you because obviously it happened to you a week before. And do you feel for him with the way that happened?
I do feel for him. You know, I ended up with a little bit of a shoulder and a forearm thing, God bless him, he, you know, got a knee, and that's just, you know, it's disappointing because we talk in this game, those are, to me, that's a variable that you can control. You know what I mean? We go out and you can't control the weather and some of those things, but to have things happen like that where it's a variable that you can control is disappointing, and you know, hopefully they'll work to get that corrected because it's, you know, that's not good. We have enough going on with guys and with playing, and this is a violent game and all those things, to, you know, so it's just, as a heartbreaker, heart goes out to him, you know, dealing with that.
Josh, so your shoulder and elbow started on the mock?
Well, I mean, it's more like forearm because I hit one of the pipes on the thing trying to stop. So because I was trying to avoid sliding. I didn't see Reggie's, but I was trying to avoid slipping completely. So I thought if I just kind of ice skate into it, maybe it'd be a better result. But I'm bummed for him. That's not good.
Josh, since you've come back, you've been sacked, I think it's 22 times. There have been like 43, 44 quarterback hits. When people look at those numbers, they automatically assume it's the line in front of them. What is your diagnosis for the amount of traffic you've had to deal with?
I don't put it on them. I just think, I said before, we're throwing the ball a lot, and so when you're doing that, asking those guys to pass protect, and I give credit to our opponents. You know, the D lines that we faced, really, since I've been back, are some of the better ones in the league. You talk about Denver and St. Louis. I mean, these guys in this group this weekend. Those guys are battling. I have full confidence in those guys, and that hasn't changed at all, and never will. That's a great group to work with, and I feel like, you know, every week they bring it and they bring something to the table. But again, we're playing against some good groups, and so when you're having to face that every week, and the number of pass attempts, sometimes those guys are going to win. So we understand that.